Welcome to Chapter 7, Becoming an Author. Congratulations. This would be the point where you would have a real manuscript, where you would be holding in your hands a book. I just want you to realize that most people never get here, right? And you're not struggling and straining and pushing to get here. Doesn't mean that the work is done, but this is a huge, huge moment. And easiness doesn't cheapen the win. It proves your method works. Because you didn't force it into existence, you didn't slave it over it or be a slave to it. You spoke it into form. It is, so excited for you when you get that book in your hands. Something you probably dreamt about, thought about, and now here it is. But along with this comes sometimes is this doubt. Is it good enough? Am I really an author? And that little wobble is universal. It's a sound of your identity expanding. You're evolving into authorship. So I don't want you to get hung up in that aspect of writing a book, because we all have that. We all question whether we were articulate enough, whether we explained enough, whether our book is compelling enough. And I'm guaranteeing you, before we go any further, it is more than enough. So know that. And now's the chance and the opportunity to be able to step back a little bit and think about that arc, that structure, that framework that we talked about at the beginning. Make sure that the promise that you gave the reader, that you gave yourself, you're fulfilling that, right? But you have the bulk of the actual work done. Now is just making sure it holds to your structure and your framework. Because you wrote the book. AI didn't. AI was the amazingly fast assistant, and it captured your rhythm and your words, but you supplied the messages, the story, your soul. So it held the microphone, but you were the one that provided the content for that microphone. It's technology amplified in the best possible way by allowing us to get our voices out into the world in a way that life might prevent us from doing. So, you know, that old myth that effort equals worth, that's not true at all. And just because writing this way felt easy and joyful doesn't make it less work, doesn't make your words matter less. And in fact, in my opinion, ease is evidence of alignment. So let's push that aside, that somehow, because you didn't slave away, that your book is less important. Again, I guarantee you it is good enough. It's more than good enough for what you want it to do and where you're headed. So now thinking about, because sometimes we get caught in that speaker energy, right? We're speaking, we get all, like I always talk with my hands, even now where I'm recording this, I'm talking with my hands. But author energy is intentional, right? We want to shape that truth into legacy. This book will live beyond you. It will touch lives that you won't see. It will move people in ways you'll never know. Sometimes yes, but most of the time probably no. And how do we go back and make sure it's following the goal that we wanted it to do. So this chapter is about making that shift from flow to form, right? Giving it that form, making sure it fits within the parameters that we established back in the first chapters of the book. So as you go back and reread or read for the first time, right? Listen for resonance, not perfection. This, at this point, and maybe never, is there perfection, but we're just looking for where do I recognize myself? Where could I share more? Where are the stories that need to be here that I didn't think about on the front end? And now I've had a little time, I can start incorporating those. This isn't about judgment. This is how authors learn their own voice and what works for them. Am I too conversational here and not as much here? I'm thinking there's going to be minimal of that, but you always want to go back and look at it as a whole picture now, right? Because sometimes we can get a little disconnected and we're speaking it in. And we're not, as we do that, we're not necessarily seeing the transcript itself or seeing what comes out. Now we have that copy where we can really look at it and evaluate it. And evaluate it on our own metrics. And when you're doing that, I suggest you reconnect, right, with why you started this. What was the goal? What promise did you make to your reader? And does the manuscript deliver that? And if not, what wants to emerge now? Because sometimes the book will change even unintentionally, right? And when we go back and read it, we see that underlying story or underlying structure that we were headed to and maybe necessarily didn't articulate, but the AI picked up the patterns and saw where we were headed. So no harm in, or if you need to switch around chapters, right? Okay, now this doesn't fit. And I know personally for my own book, I felt super wedded to one chapter. I thought it was going to be the anchor chapter. As it turned out, through the writing process, it shifted a little bit. It didn't even end up in the book. So not being necessarily wedded to anything, but looking at it from that 30,000 foot view of what belongs to get the reader to feel what I wanted them to feel, learn what I wanted them to learn, and potentially take that next step I wanted them to take. Is my book doing that? Because this is now the human layer, right? We're coming back in and seeing how our idea came to life. And it's a great time because we haven't started editing yet, right? We're just looking at it as a whole. If you need to refocus your direction, if you need to clarify again who the audience is or what the outcome is, just use that awareness to then guide the editing phase as well. But you can definitely revisit the structure, the frameworks, make sure they all still fit, they're aligned with what you wanted to do with your book. So what becomes possible now with a book, right? It really can change everything for you. I was telling somebody when you hold up your book in your hands, it's really, there's such a moment you feel pride, confidence, credibility. It can give you credibility, clarity on your message or your method. So it really can change so many things for you as a person and for you as a business owner. Open doors that might not have opened before. Casually drop, I'm an author, right? So this manuscript's really a mirror and a map. It's the proof of your voice. It could be used as a tool for your business, seed future offers. It can just be that legacy that lives behind, beyond you, that you wanted to share with the world. Now we're almost to turn it loose into the wild. And this is the kind of the first step of that last part. How do we evaluate withholding judgment, right? And just being really proud of this thing that we've created. So, you're not trying to be an author anymore. You are an author. And next we'll talk a little bit about editing, the different ways, and whether you choose to go with an editor or not. There's a couple of things I think you should absolutely do that will really help your book, right? And won't cost you any money. So let's move on.